This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steelers back to work this week. OTAs start tomorrow down on the south side. How much does it matter, especially given the way things went last year, that Ben Roethlisberger and the team as a whole, especially surrounding all these new guys, everyone shows up for the next for the bulk of these OTAs over the next 3 weeks?
I'd like to see the quarterback show up. I think that that'd be nice, especially with Moncrief, with guys like that. You know, you have some different skill guys kind of thrown into the mix. Absolutely, I'd like to see some. I'd like to see some the quarterback show up and kind of work on timing stuff. It's not the end of the world if he doesn't. We'll find out with Pompeiani tonight with his one-on-one, I'm sure, what his plans are. But it's going to be interesting to see. I think that Roethlisberger will show up simply because, not simply because of this, but because of what Kevin Colbert has said and because of what Mike Tomlin has said. Doesn't this feel like a different? It feels like a relaunch to the organization with AB and Le'Veon Bell.
Like a soft reset.
Yeah.
Like a rebuild on the fly, if you want to call it that, although they've got four of the same five offensive linemen back.
You know, quite honestly, and I agree that it's not the end of the world if he doesn't, but with the new pieces in there, and if, hey, he wants to win more championships, this is a good way to do it, is to get a head start on everything. And does he have to be there? You know, every all 15 sessions or 13, 15, whatever it is, does he have to be there for all of them? No. But I think it would be nice if he put in, you know, maybe two out of three appearances a week.
Well, and given the fact that, and we've repeatedly mentioned this, especially towards the end of last season, that this offense, I think, is better. Maybe not better, but I think more efficient when they spread the ball around multiple different targets, and you would think that will be the way they go about things this year, even if it is juju heavy at times, spread the ball out to multiple targets that the quarterback has to develop some chemistry and a bit of a rapport with each one of those targets, and the more work you get with them, the easier it is, especially a rookie like Deontay Johnson or even, you know, the tight end from Michigan.
Now,
if you can work with those guys early and start to establish that right out of the gate, I think it's helpful.
Is it... Do you think that Juju needs to change the way on the field I'm talking about? Because I love every single thing that he does off the field. I think it's absolutely great. Does he need to change the way that he does things on the field in terms of trying to become a leader anymore with James Washington's of the world? Or does Juju just kind of go about his business and do the exact same thing that he's done on the field? Because now AB's not there, obviously. Is there a danger in him doing something?
Like, do the work habits need to change?
Yeah.
Does he need to show up 15 minutes earlier to practice and catch 100 balls after practice every day like AB would?
Does Juju just need to keep being Juju?
I think well, it is interesting because there was always that dynamic
where shadow
there
over
was
him.
No, there was Hines Ward,
yep,
right. And then it kind of trickled down, and then AB became that guy, and then whatever the hell happened to him. And so who's next in line? You know, Moncrief is more of a veteran. He's been in the league longer.
Yeah, but
Juju's
Deontay
like the guy who's been here the long, or
yes.
You know, it's not going to be Eli Rogers. No offense to Eli Rogers.
But when Deontay Johnson first
But Eli
spoke,
Rogers thinks it's going to be him. No, I'm serious.
Well, but if he does, then they're good.
Right.
But I'm just saying that in
That's
terms
wonderful
of,
if the fifth wide receiver thinks he can be that big an impact on the rest of the guys. But, for example, when Deontay Johnson walked in,
uh-huh,
his first teleconference or whatever it was with the media, the weekend of the draft, he said he was looking forward to learning from Juju.
Juju.
He didn't say, I'm looking forward to learning from Eli or from Dante Moncrief. He said, I'm looking forward to learning from Juju. So, yes, I do believe that to a certain extent, there's got to be a little bit of lead by example in how your work habits get ramped up, because you're now the number one guy. You're the lead dog. You're the one that's going to be targeted 150 times this year.
I also am interested in the right tackle position. I know it's crazy to talk about the right tackle on the
football
on May 20th,
shorts,
but really, like, Gerald Hawkins, they really liked. And Filer, they obviously really like as well. I think there's a position battle of sorts happening.
Well, and Chooks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got
Chooks is on that left side that's backing up, but Chooks can flip.
Chooks is now eligible.
Chooks,
no,
yes.
They want – well.
They want Chooks to push Filer for this job.
Yes,
and,
they do.
But Collins read about Hawkins when they drafted him. He was one of those, like, young guys. Even when he said – I remember the day he was drafted. We had him on the conference call that day. And he goes, you know, do you think you're ready? He goes, I don't know. He goes, I probably should have stayed in school. But he had some fun, you know, some family concerns that he wanted to provide, and so that's why he came out. And he's just been, you know, it. Sadly, it looks like he's off to an unlucky start in terms of just getting hurt. And if he can't get on the field, that's going to be a problem. But they've done a pretty good job, you know, starting. Go back to Ramon.
Right.
You know, Gilbert was a high draft pick, but Ramon came. He was a you know, a free agent and became just a one of the best players.
They've got a guy.
Gilbert wasn't that great.
Well, I mean, he even
they
said
found
last
ways
week,
to figure out a way without Marcus Gilbert.
He even said last week that he was a disappointment towards the end of his time.
For
here
sure.
Now. So you've got a guy who played the position more often than not in the last year and a half. You've got a third round pick and a fourth round pick. That's pretty good in the mix, as far as I'm concerned, at a right tackle position when you've got four established veteran starters at the other position.
And the stuff that Filer's a better guard than tackle, maybe he might be. They don't need a guard.
You don't need a guard, exactly.
They don't
especially
need a guard.
Right guard.
Plus they got Finney, too, at guard.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.